I remember back in Donegal County Council days, back in the early 2000s, the council, because of the reduction amount of money that they were getting for the grants every year, introduced a limit on what could be available for different types of works and stuff like that there, to try and extend out the amount of money and make it reach more people, and which actually and reduce the effectiveness of the grants and actually doing what they were supposed to do in relation to that as well. And that's a problem. And I think there's a way we have to try and find a way to actually make the grants actually do what they're supposed to do, and actually make them worth while as well for people to apply for. And of course that comes back to the department, and it comes back to increased funding, because while the department may say that the council can come up with money, but really and truly I think 80% of the council's funding comes from the government in one source or another, so there's very little room for councils to actually raise funding for that. And I think that there is the possibility maybe of looking at some sort of a VAT rebate or something like that there for people that apply for grants, and maybe that could be a way of actually making more effective and giving more to them or something. But I do believe that something needs to be done, and I do believe that they are grants that are vitally important and are needed right across the board. And for example, even yesterday I was talking to a person in Letterkenny who had got approval for a grant of €30,000, but the works had increased from €60,000 to €70,000 and are approaching €80,000 now to look at. And that person is on a disability allowance and applying for the grant, cannot afford to get meet that balance. How can they meet €50,000 of a balance when you're on a disability allowance? It's just not possible. Now, that doesn't make it any easier for you, Minister, in terms of a set funding amount and that there, and trying to make that reach possible as well. But it is something that needs to be looked at and it needs to be addressed. And also then as well, there is the idea, like, you know, of people in RAS accommodation and stuff like that there, their view that's been dealt with by the local authority and stuff like that there, and how can they actually access grants and stuff like that as well, because that's important. It's particularly in relation where if you're a council tenant, the council will actually pay the full amount, but then the council insists that you actually apply for the grant yourself and go through the whole process yourself, even though it's a council property and the council owns the property. I fail to see how that makes sense. It probably does in some bizarre way of counting, or that the council can say that it's for the tenant rather than for themselves, and that's how it goes about. But it doesn't make sense, and it's putting a lot of onus responsibility on the applicant as well to ensure that they actually provide the grant. And I think that needs to be looked at. So I think there are things, Minister, that probably can be looked at in terms of making the scheme more effective and making it more workable for people as well. And I think that's possible, and I hope that the department will be looking at that to ensure that it does go further for people. The one thing I think the Labour Party suggested that the HSE should be involved in the grant scheme and that there. I would loathe to see that, because that would be one way of making sure that nothing would happen with it, unless it's at a very high level where it'd be carved off the HSE budget and handed over to the Department of Environment budget. That's the only way that I could see the HSE involvement in it, because I know Donegal County Council had involved the HSE and the occupational therapists look at the disabled persons grants and stuff like that there, and that was just stopped the grant scheme right away, because the HSE didn't see that as their core work, so they didn't provide the staff, but the council were insisting that they had to get it from the HSE, and it just slowed the whole thing down and said it was no more. So I would be loath to involve the HSE, and in fact the HSE are involved in disabled grants and disabled housing and stuff like that, their requirements at the minute, and I think that a lot could be said for actually removing that from the HSE and giving it over to the local authorities, because I think the local authorities are the people who are geared up to look at housing and housing requirements for everybody, and it should be part of the system, because I think the part of the problem is that the HSE look at if somebody's living at home with their parents, even though they might be 40 or 50 at this stage and their parents are going into their 80s, and there's going to be problems with that, the HSE look at that as being sorted, and it's not an issue that somebody has sorted in that way. So I think there is a lot of problems with the scheme, there's no doubt about that, and I think with the uptake is more made more and more difficult, so it's harder for people to get access to it, and it's a false economy, really, Minister, I think, because you're not meeting any need, but you are providing funding, and it means that you get bad press and get annoyed about it, and staff get annoyed about it, and the people can't get any way forward. And I think, and years before, it was a scheme that was made a big difference to people and made a big difference to their lives and that as well, and how a disabled person can live at home is vitally important. I think that you'll have an easy task in making it work and making it work for people, but you know, in reality it has to be made that way, and there is, I think that there is tweaks and changes that can be made that will make it more reflective and more important for people to deal with as well.